frame of mind to deal with what we need to be dealing with. So we gave an Eitzara at the beginning of this month, how to deal with it. I want to focus on another Yesodia. We think that the Yetzer Hara is bad. Of course, say so. Yetzer Hara is your bad intonation. Everybody agrees the Yetzer Hara is bad, right? The Malach HaMavis is bad. Oh, but the Torah tells us the opposite. The Torah tells us the opposite, which is always the case. The Hasfana Batim is the opposite of Das Tov. Always. V'yar Hashem kol asher sho'aso, v'yitoiv ma'oid. Toiv is the Yetzer Tov. Toiv ma'oid, ma'oid means shefa, shefa, more and more and more. The Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMavis. Yetzer is toiv, not just toiv, toiv ma'oid. Why is it like that? Why is the Yetzer Hara called toiv? I'll give you a marshal that I once heard. It's a poshut marshal, and then we'll try and understand and we'll see what that has to do with now. People play baseball, the dugma. I don't know why they would, but they do. There's a thing called baseball. Why don't they play cricket? I have no idea, but they play baseball. And they make a lot of money doing it. If you're good at it, you're a whale. And kids start from their little young playing baseball because they want to get to where they are. Wow, very few people become wow. Of all the people playing baseball, very few get onto the little cartoon that people pay money for. And baseball, there's a thing called a home run. Yeah, I believe I'm right. If I'm wrong, just tell me. I don't want to be accused of anything heretical. People take their baseball seriously. There's a thing called a home run. Now, not everybody hits a home run, and not everybody hits a home run. Not everybody hits a home run, does it very often. Percentages, I believe, are very low. Why is that? Why is baseball? What's the one thing in baseball that makes everybody want to play? What's the attraction, not in baseball, any kind of sport like this? What's the one thing that makes it playable, and without that, no one would play? Winning.
Stand around a lot.
Get you stand around a lot.
Easy to get into. Easy to get into.
So I'll tell you, the reason why everybody plays baseball and without this, no one would play is a thing called gravity. Heard of gravity? Everybody knows what gravity is. If there was no gravity, no one would play baseball because everybody would just hit a home run whenever you wanted. You want to play baseball and hit a home run every time? Go play on the moon. No one would play. Why? There's no point. You're not going to become a millionaire hitting a home run because any kid can hit a home run. There's no gravity. The thing that makes baseball what it is gravity. Without gravity, you're a nobody. What's the big deal? Home run? I can hit the ball 70,000 kilometers if I want to move. Home run? What's the big deal? You're going to a gym and there's weights. If there weren't weights, no one would go there. Yeah, but the weights are really heavy. A real pain, you lift them up and it hurts and it, yeah, that's why you're there. The Yetzer Hara is gravity. If there was no Yetzer Hara, you would just do what you're supposed to do every time. Getting up for Shachris, that's a breeze. Sitting and learning 12 hours without interruption, any idiot can do that. So what would be the point in being here and what would be the benefit and what would be the payday of being here if there wasn't a Yetzer Hara? The same as playing baseball without gravity. There would be no point in doing it. Get it? That's why the Yetzer Hara is toiv moed, because the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world is for us to come here and earn what we're supposed to be getting, not just be a robot. If we were a Yetzer Hara, you'd just be a robot. You just do whatever you're programmed to do. Like everything else in the world does, it doesn't have what we call Bechira. Is that a Yetzer Hara? You can't have Bechira.
You can't play baseball without gravity. Fine.
You can play it or you can't?
You can.
You can play it?
You can, yeah.
Yeah, but there's no point.
There is. You hit the home run this way. The guy jumps as far as he can, and he still can catch
he
it.
He jumps high, he misses up. Yeah, but you get the point. Okay? It's a marsh. All right? You get the point.
Challenge.
The challenge, yeah. But it's the... Bachon, that's the point. The Yetzer Hara provide the environment in which you can earn what you're doing. And therefore, you're not going to hit a home run every time. You're not going to, I'm trying to get to a pointer. This is just a stepping stone into the point. You're not going to hit the home run every time. That's why you're playing. That's why you're playing. If you never ate Sahara, they'd be not pointing it out of bed in the morning, because getting out of bed and davening and learning and being big tzaddik, well, everyone does that, because you're a robot. You're no better than a cow, because cows also do everything they're supposed to do. Because tzaddikim in the world are the things that are just programmed to do what they do, and they do it. So when you wake up in the morning and it's Elul and it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur's coming or whatever, and you start focusing on all your failings and all your negativity, you have to understand that's why you're playing. If you're here in the beginning, you've understood and you've been working and been yamming all the good things you did this year and putting those onto the scale. But there's this Yetzer Hara that gets you to focus on your negative and on the bad. And we have to focus on that as well. We have to see what needs repairing. We need to see what needs fixing up about it. But not to the point that we become melancholy, we become negative about it. Because you didn't hit a home run because you only got a 46% average or whatever it is, okay? That's not a bad thing. That's why you're playing. When you don't get up for davening in the morning because the HR says, there's another minute and half an hour, and then half an hour later, there's another minute and eventually it's time for mincha and you haven't got out of bed yet. That's why you're playing. That's why when you get about tomorrow, it was worthwhile. That's where we need to be focusing. We need to be focusing on the fact that we have a Yetzirah. And you have to be wise with him. You have to be clever. You have to fight him. You have to know how to deal with him. This guy that knows that there's gravity, he's out there practicing 12 hours a day. Because he wants to be the guy. He wants to be the, you know, he wants to make it onto the cover of Sports Illustrated. Once, because you never make it more than once. But how long can you be at the top for? That's the curse of Sports Illustrated. Huh? Once you're on there, you know you're on your way down. Because you can only peak once. Most people don't peak more than once. Twice, maybe two, but then you're a real wow. I'll give you an illustration of how this works in our personal lives. It'll help us to overcome some of the resistance that we encounter. We don't understand what happened with Adam Arishan there by the tree. We don't understand what happened before that, because before that, Chava had a nisoin with a tree. We don't know what happened. Let's try and maybe imagine, try and understand something here that we can take away from it for ourselves. Rav Miller points out, that when an orange on the tree is not ready to be eaten, it's the same color as the tree. Why? So you don't notice it. It doesn't want you to eat it. You know why? Because it's bad for you, you'll get a stomach ache. It's not right. So it's green, it's the same color as the tree. Don't pick it. Don't even notice it, actually. Don't even look at it, because it's not for you. What happens when it becomes ready to eat? Changes color. Nothing's beautiful. Wow, it stands out. It starts shining. What's it telling you? There's a message. Hashem sends messages. What's the message when the orange turns orange? Pick me and eat me, please. It's a beautiful thing, and Hashem wants you to eat it. That's why I made it. The Pasuk says that Chava looked at the tree and it was beautiful and it looked so tasteful and it was mamash, it was standing there flashing in her face. So what did she think? Hashem wants me to eat it. When you stand in front of an orange tree and there's a beautiful ripe orange or red apple on the tree, what's it telling you? It's there to be eaten. Hashem wants you to eat it. He does want you to eat it. What was Chava's problem? Hashem told her not to eat it. She had no deal. Hashem's telling me eat the tree. It's actually he told me not to eat from the tree. Same thing. Yeah. You see this all the time. Daniel Chef, on a day-to-day basis. Now, how she paskened the way she paskened, I don't know, but she got the wrong message. You know what? That tree was gorgeous to look at and to eat after Hashem told you not to. Because that's why Hashem told you not to eat it, and that's why he made it so attractive. Because he wanted you not to eat it. If it wasn't attractive, it was ugly and smelt and putrid, and Hashem says, don't eat it, you go, okay, great, sure. Big deal. Who's going to eat it? It smells, it's putrid, it's bad. There are those mushy gray oranges, you know? Okay, as you pick it, your fingers get stuck in it. It's no. That was the message. It's because it's Mare Yofi, it's so beautiful and it's so attractive. And I tell you not to eat it. Now you have an issue. Now you have a problem. And that's why I made it so beautiful. If there's no attraction, if there's no Yetzirah for the thing, there's no point in you getting involved in the game. That's Hashem set up the world. That's how the world created. So you're going to fall. You're going to make mistakes. And your best friend is your Yetzirah, because without him, there's no point in being here. When you get out of bed in the morning and it's a struggle, you make it to davening on time, you've just earned eternity, eternal bliss. Why? Because there's gravity. When you hit a home run, everybody stands up and screams and shouts, and you're the big hero. Why? Because of gravity. If there was no gravity, except for your problem, that would be a...
Sorry to ruin your share.
No, no, you didn't ruin the share. You did what you did was you asked Kashas and a Moshel. A Moshel is there just to explain this without going into... Yeah, you're right.
And also there'd be no home run if you had this point.
Yeah, because you wouldn't know where to put the boundary. Okay, well, fine. Yeah, we're not
wouldn't
just...
be. No.
In Achinami, okay, but certain.
Yeah, more so on the other side, that means something like pleasant, we have to do.
Oh, same thing. Whenever there's resistance, that's where you know the work is. Your biggest Rebbe, your best Rebbe, you don't have to have a Rebbe, but your best Rebbe is Yetzirah. He'll tell you what's important, but show you how hard he resists. Unless it's something you've fought on and you've overcome it, so now there's no more resistance because you've achieved the victory. But in things you haven't achieved the victory for, things that aren't relevant to you that much, you'll see there's resistance. And where the resistance is, that's where your greatness is. So when a person's sitting and he's thinking about Rosh Hashanah and he's worried what's going to be and how and what, and no, but it's a good thing. And when you get very confused and very caught up and very, we know, we go through these awesome, awesome, wonderful days and we don't get what we're supposed to get, then we come away either miserable or failed or... It's a very negative way to approach. And we're miserable.
You say it's Yom Adin, when we support Din.
So we don't know what to do with Din. We don't know what to do. It is a Yom Adin, and you have to take it seriously. It's a serious business. I'm not saying it's not a serious business, but it's not a miserable business. It's a very positive business. It's a very, very, it's also Yom Mamlechas Hashem. It's the happiest day of the year. We at least have a marshal, a very weak marshal from what's going on in the Goyisha world today with the coronation of a king. We've never had that before. Most of us have never lived through a coronation before. It's there for a reason. They're to give us an idea, a marshal of what a coronation is supposed to look like. Gansa Tarampa there with the monarchy and the king were there. It's there for that. It's for us, not for them. They don't need it. What are they going to do with it? They don't know what to do with it. This whole coronation is a message to us. We're going to Rosh Hashanah. It's Mamlich Melech Malchei Melochim. The King of Kings is the Mamlich. That's a very happy, exciting day. Especially because you don't have to bury anybody to be Mamlich. In England, it's a bit sad because you've lost the Queen and now there's a King, and it's a bit of a. But yeah, you don't have to lose anybody. You don't have to go to Levi and then go to coronation. You just go straight to the coronation. Kosh Baruch Hu's now, he's our king. So it's a very happy, positive day as well. How do you do that? By recognizing the gift of the Yetzirah. The gift of the Yetzirah. Toiv Ma'id. Toiv Ma'id. Because on that path lies our greatness. On that path lies the Schar. On that path lies your Olam Haba. And only we shaykh to it. Lasid Lova in Olam Haba, the Malachim don't come there. Nobody comes there. Just Klal Yisrael and Hashem. That's all. That's all that's there. Because we had the Yetzirah, and we had to work and battle and struggle and fight and resist. So our batting average may be 10% or 15% or 20%. That's not something to be miserable about. That's something to give you chizuk to maybe try to take it 1% more. But not to be focused all the time on the failings. Because if a guy kept focusing on the failings, he would never play baseball again. Because what is the batting average of the best guy in town? Huh? One out of three times. Wow. One out of three times. And he's the best. He's as good as it gets. So why am I walking around feeling like a failure? One out of three. I made one out of three shachrises this week. And you're on the front page of the Hamadia. No, you have to find your own mashalim for this. I can't tell you whatever your struggle is. Yeah, But if it's there where your struggle is, a batting average of 33%, that's pretty impressive. So stop beating yourselves up. Stop going down on yourself. Stop looking at yourself as a failure. Find what needs to be fixed up. I'm not saying, no, don't just, oh, well, I'm fine, Jack, and just carry on doing what you're doing. Of course we have to change. Elul is the time that is built into it is the ability to change. The assistance here at Ishmael, we get to change is massive. And that brings us back to the Sefer. That's one of the ways to be able to Hashem b'simcha b'tuv levav, because you're focusing on the good. You slipped up. You made a mistake. Shiva tzadik yopul the cup. V'nachnu kamnu v'nisoided. We get up. We fall. For sure you're going to fall. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. 2 out of 3 aren't going to make it to the boundary. The one time you do, you celebrate. You try and do it 1.1 times. And that's where the focus has to be, not on the failings, because the failings leave you with no koyach to mechazak and to do more and more and more. You just get into atzbus, which is what the Yetzirah wants. And then you step back and say, oh, well, I've done this so many times, it's never worked before, I'm not doing it again. No, focus on what you are doing and focus on how precious that is, dafka because of the Yetzirah, and then he becomes toiv moed. Okay, to be continued. We'll plug this back into the table, Mr. Shem. Thank you. Oh. Okay.